You're listening to SBS News.
The number of hate crimes against all minority groups recorded by the authorities in the United States has dropped by 7%. But that drop disguises a more disturbing statistic. Hate crime incidents recorded against people from an Asian or Pacific Island background have jumped considerably. In New York, there's been an increase of more than 900% in hate crimes recorded against people of Asian descent. Late last year, the United Nations issued a report detailing what it called an alarming level of racially motivated violence and other hate incidents against Asian Americans. Civil rights activist Amanda Nguyen told PBS it's happening openly every day to ordinary people.
This feeling that we are seeing get reported is a feeling that has been longstanding within the community. It's a fog of terror, quite honestly, of when people walk out the door, they don't know if they're going to get attacked and from where they're going to get attacked, right? If you hear these stories, they're in grocery stores, there are people walking on the street, there are people living their daily lives.
Shelley Shen, who lives in Los Angeles, found herself the victim of a hate attack. She says when the attacks aren't taken seriously by the authorities, that leads to an increase in fear.
However, when hate comes to a community, as it comes to me, it feels like a reign of terror and harassment. When the police and other agencies don't respond to hate, it tears the fabric of any community.
The rise is almost certainly related to the coronavirus pandemic, which was first reported in China. China's growing economic and political power is also seen as a potential threat to the United States. And former President Donald Trump's habit of calling COVID the China virus added to the problem, particularly when he criticized people who worried that he was stirring anti-Asian sentiment as politically correct. A recent Pew survey found negative views of China in the US have hit a nearly 20-year high. Across the country, there have been reports of people being physically threatened and attacked, verbally abused, and even accused of starting the pandemic. Helen Zier, who campaigns on behalf of Asian American and Pacific Island peoples, says a lack of real knowledge allows problematic and incorrect depictions to take over.
It's not like there's this void in our brains. That gets filled with garbage. Things that are like cartoon caricatures of what Asian people from Asian backgrounds are supposed to be like. And many of those caricatures are subhuman, not human, animalistic, disease carriers, enemy invaders, which is a very constant caricature.
Hong Lee from Los Angeles was herself the victim of an attack in a restaurant when a man screamed racial slurs and told her to go back to Asia. The police were called, but she was told there was no crime and they couldn't do anything about it because this happens all the time. No action was taken. Hong Lee and her husband decided to release the video of the confrontation online, and it soon received a million views. 2 days later, the police department called her to apologise and said that the police officer at the scene acted inappropriately.
LAPD then reached out to me to apologise for the lack of action, took my hate incident report, and retrained all of the patrol officers on how to address acts of hate. I then collaborated with LA County on the LA versus Hate initiative and now get the honour of helping other victims of hate.
She says if people see a hate crime taking place, they should take action themselves.
If you ever find yourself being a witness to an act of hate, there are ways to help. Number one, speak up. Tell the person that is assaulting the victim anything along the lines of, hey, what's going on? That's not nice. Why are you attacking this person? And number two, after the incident is over, provide emotional support to the victim.
Hong Lee is now part of the LA versus Hate initiative, which encourages people to call 211 if they're a victim or witness an incident of hate. Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon says targeting any community will never be acceptable.
And unfortunately, because of the COVID pandemic, the Asian Pacific Islander community now has been targeted once again, by the way, once again, for hate. And we have seen that around our county, and we have seen it around our state and our country. I am here to tell you that I am fully committed to standing with you to ensure that those that act on hate will be held accountable.
Amanda Nguyen says the most powerful tool that people have is their voice. Ignoring hate crime, she says, will not make it go away.
In order for there to be true peace, one must hold up a light to the darkest corners of our experience. In order for us to heal as a nation, we must learn, we must acknowledge where we are at right now. And then together, working cross-community, we're able to move forward into a more equitable future.
Alan Lee, SBS News.